Om Shanti. 11th November 2018. Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a special soul who gives the experience of a speciality at every step, whilst at the same time maintaining the feeling of equality. Each and every child has his or her own speciality. The deeds of a special souls are different from those of ordinary souls. There has to be a feeling of equality for all, but let it also be visible that each one is a special soul. Special souls means those who do something special and don't just speak about it. Everyone will have a feeling from such a soul that one is a treasure store of love. Let love be experienced from every step and every glance of yours. This is speciality. So may you be a special soul who gives the experience of speciality at every step, whilst at the same time maintaining the feeling of equality. So Baba is saying, each and every child of Baba is special. Why each one of us is so special or unique? What the other souls do and what you do is different. From you, every soul will have a feeling that this is a treasure store of love. And let that love be experienced from your every glance and every step. This is the speciality. So the question most often asked is, why everyone is so special? And they give number of reasons for that. Why every individual is different? It's not just the Baba's family, but if you take humanity as a whole, the whole world, in the whole world, each and every soul is special. Why? That's a question. Just as in the world also, every soul is special. While in this Brahmin family also, every soul is special. These are those special souls who are culled from this special souls. Otherwise also everyone is unique. And from those unique souls, these ones are doubly unique. So, whether this world or that world, everyone is unique in this life. Everyone is irreplaceable. Why? That is the question. Many philosophers, many thinkers, logicians, religious people have talked about this speciality, how everyone is important and how everyone is so special and how every brick counts. So they have given about 17 or 18 reasons why every soul is unique, why every soul is special. The first thing is experiences. Why the individual soul is so unique? The first thing is, everyone is having his own experiences. For example, 10 people are coming to Madhuban, and those 10 people stay in Madhuban for 10 days. Do you think they will have the same experience? No. Each one will go with a different experience. One of them is very much disturbed. His coming to Madhuban would be giving him a new lease of life that will act as a panacea for all his ailments of the mind. A person who is already doing good Purusharth efforts, he comes to Madhuban and stays in Madhuban for 10 days. His efforts, they become double. The third soul is there, who is staying alone, preparing his own food. He comes to Madhuban and is so happy now, he doesn't have to prepare his food for next 10 days. So for him, it is an entirely different experience. There is another soul who is interested in showing his talent. He is a singer and he gets an opportunity to sing here and to sing multiple times. So that's a different thing for him. There's another soul who is having extremely hectic lifestyle. And there is no time for him for doing his jnana and yoga. And he comes to Madhuban and stays in Madhuban for 10 days. For him the experience is very different, because he got enough time now. There is another soul who is having disturbed relationships. He gets the time to repair those relationships in Madhuban. So 10 souls coming to Madhuban, staying for the same length of time and probably staying in the same room, but going out with entirely different experience. So each one of us is unique. What experience I have, you may not have. What experiences you have, I may not have. And that's why this fact makes us humble to learn from each one's experiences. This fact imparts a sense of humility. It takes away that arrogance which is within us, that I know more. You might be knowing more, but you cannot have that experience which I have. A person who has taken birth in poverty and he has shot to fame and name is an entirely different person than a person who is already born in a famous family, and for him everything came happily. There is a person who was born in poverty and he rose to riches, the story of rags to riches. But there is a person who is born with silver spoon in his mouth, so he doesn't have to do anything. So the two people are wealthy, but then the story is entirely different. That is why each one of us is unique, because we have unique experiences. Forget the world. Even if we talk of this family here, in this family, everyone's experiences of not just Madhuban, but about Gyan, about Yoga, about Brahmin family, about service, is different. What experience I got, you may not get. And what experience you got, I may never get. So that's what makes every one of us unique. The first thing is, we all have got different experiences, and that's why we are unique. Second is, we have got different perception, and that's why we are unique. How we perceive things, how we understand things is different. And these two things make up what is known as personality. Or you can say again something like belief system. How I perceive things, how you perceive things is different. my perception is different, my understanding is different. So perception you can link with understanding. Similar things happen to two persons, and yet they understand things in a different manner. How they look at things is different. Their viewpoint or perception or perspective is different. For example, a saint highly intoxicated with God's love. A saint who is highly intoxicated with divine love. He is lying in a samadhi-like stage. He has fallen down, fainted, become unconscious, and is lying there. A thief passes by that way, and that thief feels he must be a thief, like me only. And probably is acting unconscious to escape from police. That's what he thinks. After some time, an alcoholic passes and he feels he must be drunk, just as much inebriated as I am. So he feels this man is drunk. After some time, another saint comes, who has tasted the nectar of divine love and who knows the stages of spiritual intoxication. And he immediately concludes that this is not an ordinary stage. The person who is lying down there, this is a very higher stage of consciousness of spirituality. And he goes and starts serving that person. So everyone's perception is so different. And that also imparts a sense of humility. When I decide or when I understand that I need to understand what is their understanding of things. What is their perspective of things. Two people are there, A and B, and they are eternal enemies, nurturing a grudge in their heart. A poisonous, venomous feeling for each other. If one person stops and tries to understand this B's perspective, probably the poison may get diluted. Probably the bitterness may dwindle down. So trying to understand each other also makes one humble. So everyone is unique because different experiences, different perspective, different understanding, different viewpoints. And then he said was belief system. What is my belief about things? For example, a person is born in a place where there is arid desert, where there is not even a drizzle, a drop of rains. So that person feels or he envisions that heaven is something where there is always raining. Heaven is that place where it is always raining. Because right from his childhood, he has seen drought. He has seen famine-like stage. He had seen scarcity of water. And he remembers his mother has to walk so many kilometers every day to fetch an earthen pot of water. Now there is another person and he is born in a region where it is heavily raining all the time. And there is a mud every time. Every time it rains, they have to repair and re-repair their house. And every time it rains, there is dribbling water everywhere and everything is disturbed. So this man dreams of heaven. What is his vision of heaven? Heaven is a place where there is no rains. So these are two people born in two different regions of the world, and they have different perspective. You know, in India, you see buffaloes and cows moving around, and we are not bothered even to look at them. But if you see foreigners, when they come to India, they are busy in taking the snap of buffaloes, and poor people, and farmers, well, we have no interest in all that. We see in the hospital every week about 4 to 5 patients of tuberculosis get admitted. So whenever the foreign students come, they are so interested to see, oh, this is tuberculosis. We never saw this. Such an X-ray, we never saw. Because it's so rare in their countries. While here, TB patients are mushrooming everywhere. So, belief system. The next is genetics. Everyone is born with a different genetic makeup. Even though they might be twins, but still, genes differ. So every person is unique on that ground also, that everyone is carrying a different genetic makeup. Other thing is body. Just come to the grossest level. Everyone's body is different. When I say body, I also mean health, diseases, stamina, energy, flexibility, how one has maintained his body, how often one is attacked by diseases, what is the resistance capacity, immune power of the soul, of the body. So everybody's body is different. Then goals. Everyone's goals are different. Though two people are studying in the same school, same standard, yet they have different goals. For example, there's a medical college and two people are studying in the same batch, but they have entirely different goals. One person feels that I should become a doctor and serve the world. Another person feels that I have spent so much money in this study, so my next aim should be to recover this money. So I have to have a long goal to achieve. I can't stop anymore. Another individual who feels that I'm indebted to humanity, I must repay. And there are people who, for whom it's just a profession, and they're different, they have another different life. So everyone's goal is different. Here in the Brahmin family also, even though same all students are sitting in the same Murli class, yet somebody is going to Murli because of fear that what others will show if I stop going. So there is a fear that is goading and guiding them. There's another person who is going to Murli because it has become an habit. They can't escape that habit. That's a good habit they have formed over the years. And that's a habit that has become. That's why they go. The third are going because they have to write notes. Others are going because they love listening. Few others are going because they want to convert that period of listening into yoga. Others are going because they feel that there is something new that is going to come. So many of them are going to the same place, but with different goals. So everyone's goal is different. Then intelligence. Everyone is born with different intellect. You can't say that why this person is so intelligent, how he knows so many things. He knows, that's why he has been selected. You might be intelligent in something, but he is intelligent in something. So everyone is intelligent. Somebody is intelligent in remembering things, somebody is intelligent in experiencing things, somebody is intelligent in speaking, while somebody is intelligent in understanding, in knowing the depth of things, in pulling apart, means to critically analyze things. So everyone's intellect is different. Then skills. Everyone's skills are different. And I do not possess those skills which others are having. It's not that what skills they have, the same skills I will have. You know, which is that person, an Italian, I forgot his name, Antonio something. What is the best violin that is played? Stradivarius. Yeah, Stradivarius. There were three friends in Italy once, and they all wanted to become good musician. And one was a singer, another used to play opera, and third one, whose name was Antonio. The two of them were very good. One was at playing music, and another was very good at singing. And the third one had a very bad voice, very sneaky voice. Whenever he used to speak, sing, the whole audience would laugh. So they were very good friends, but exactly the same way. Yeah. So yeah. Hitting the nail on the eye. So these three friends, they were very good friends. But that other person, the third one, had a very inferiority complex. Because he could not, whenever he used to sing, but he had a tremendous desire to sing. He used to practice whole day, whole night. And the other two friends were so good. So once in Italy, there was a grand festival or something like that. And the two friends came to this Antonio and they told him that we should perform something very good here. Because the entire Italy is going to come and watch this event, such a gala event. And the Antonio was little depressed, upset. But still he agreed. And he also prepared. And that was an event. And the person, one of the friends, sang so well. He received a standing ovation. And the other person played violin so well. All the three were violin players. But when his chance came, he could not just do anything. But still one man came from the audience, probably was a very rich man, and he handed over a golden coin to this boy, Antonio. And later on he asked, why this man gave me this coin? And the other two friends said, you don't know, he's a very rich man, he's a violin maker. So he couldn't understand why. So after some days he decides to go to this man's home, the one who gave, that rich man who gave him the coin. And he goes to him and he says that, he talks with him and he tells that, I want to become a violinist, a violin player. But what should I do? My voice is so bad. So that man says, rather than playing violin, why don't you start preparing violin? Constructing or... because he was very good at carving woods. That was the only skill he had. But he was never proud of this skill. He used to take any wood and create anything from that wood. So that man, that rich man, gives him the opportunity to carve violins. And he starts doing that and doing that and doing that. And in today's world, you know, if you say which is the best violin, it is the Stradivarius violin. Stradivarius violin. This is a brand. This has become a brand. The best violins, if you want, this is this Stradivarius. It's named after that boy, Antonio Stradivarius. So how his skills were there? So everyone is born with a different skill. Then, relationships. Everyone is having different relationships. Everyone is unique. Coming to the spiritual front, everyone is having a very unique relationship with Baba. What relationship I have, you don't have. My relationship is entirely unique. So even in relationships we are unique. Forget relationships with God, but even interpersonal relationships, for example, person A and B and C are there. B is having different relationship with A and C is having different relationship with A, though all three are friends. So relationships are different than hobbies. Each one of is having different hobbies. No two hobbies match together. Even though two people are very much interested in the reading, but I read with an entirely different attitude, another person reads with different attitude. Even the reading way is different. Somebody reads very fast and understands things. Somebody keeps on reading and reading and reading and nothing enters. Very dull intellect. Somebody is very sharp intellect. So even reading skills are different. So then tastes are different. Two people eating same food, but still their tastes are different. Taste buds are different. So that is also that makes them unique. Other is intuition. Intuition. This is a great topic to churn. What is intuition? What is sixth sense? And what is ESP, extrasensory perception? These are little similar things. You get intuition about things. In our spiritual Baba's language, Baba calls it touchings. So I get the intuition that I have to do something. And that force is so strong that I cannot resist it. That you get intuition that I have to go there. I have to go and meet somebody, And that intuition pulls me. So everyone is having a different intuition. And another thing, we must respect each other's intuitions or touchings. So intuition is different. Then habits. Everyone's habits are different. Then willingness to be yourself, that is also different. So sense, how we sense the world, that is also different. Then creativity, that is also different. You know, creativity, everyone is creative in his own right. Every one of us is so much creative. Our creativity is unique. And that's why we are unique. So these are almost 17 or 18 points about uniqueness. So today's blessing is Baba is saying each one of you is so special. You are irreplaceable. So there is no need or of inferiority complex, self-victimization, or guilt consciousness. The mistakes which I have done, nobody else has done. That also makes me unique. My mistakes are so unique. My sins are so unique. My blunders, Himalayan blunders, they are so unique that you cannot learn such things which I have committed. My mistakes have made me a good teacher. Based on the lessons I have derived from my mistakes, the authority which I speak, can you speak? You can't. A Kumar cannot speak with that much authority as other Kumar speaks. You know, Baba says they are more matured. A Kumari cannot speak with that maturity which a mother can speak, because she has gone through ups and downs and trials and tribulations of life. So that also is there. So that also makes us unique. So there is no question of guilt-ridden consciousness, guilty feeling anywhere. Whatever that has happened. It was very bad. I accept it. And I learn from it. And now let me go ahead. And there are people who might be committing the similar mistake. I will become a guiding light for them to teach them how to come out of that. Just as in the manner, I came out of this mistake, I learned from this mistake, I came out from this sin. Now there are similar people who are committing the same sin. Who will guide them? Who will teach them? Who will show them the real path? If not me. Because I now I know how to come out of this guilt consciousness, this self-victimization, this mistake, blunder, sin, bad deed, bad karma. So that also makes me unique. So Baba says each one of you is special, unique, not just that, a masterpiece, irreplaceable. Every brick counts. Everyone is so important, indispensable. And that's why. But here Baba has said few more things. People should say that this is a storehouse of love. And your every step and every glance should reveal love. And none but love. And that also because we are ocean of, we are children of that ocean of love. People do not know what real love is. They feel, in one of the classes of Jagdish Bhai, while talking with double foreigner, he said, I love you all. But then he said, this is a dangerous statement nowadays, I love you. Because the moment anybody says, I love you, means few other things happen. Few other things are taken into consideration. So, real love, what is real love? Only is taught by God. Real love has nothing to do with body. It has nothing to do with body. And people equate love with body. For them, love means body. But real love is bodiless. Real love is totally bodiless. So, remember each, we have to remember our uniqueness. Om Shanti.